Hey y'all, welcome back to the Sam Clark Show. Happy New Year to everyone. Happy 2020. I know everybody's like probably saying, you know, new year, new you. But hey, we're not going to go there because today's podcast is about moving forward and not looking back. So yes, we're in a new year, but what does that really mean for us? Like for our journey, for what we're destined to do? How was our attitude reflected in the year 2020? I'm not gonna lie, when I first came into the year, I was just telling myself I'm not gonna look backwards. And so my constant battle, my constant thing has been to make reflections every single day for my teaching journey and to, you know, keep my word about reading scriptures and keep my word about, you know, what I said I was gonna do in 2020, but also keeping in mind that just because it's a new year doesn't mean that we come in saying we're going to be different. It just means that we are coming in ready to be different, ready for the change and ready to take action on the things that we say we want to do. It shouldn't matter about us coming into the year because we should be thankful that we're alive. Some people didn't make it to 2020, and then there's some people who were steady losing in 2020. So the year doesn't have anything to do with what we do. It's just every day that we live, rather living in the moment or fulfilling our dream by waking up every morning and working those hours. I was reading or was listening to a sermon online. It was from T.D. Jakes, and he was just saying that, yes, it's nice to live in the moment, but in all reality, we need to be working 10,000 hours to be successful. And I had heard that before. My mentor had told me that long time ago before I even embarked on this journey, and it came up again, and it just resonated with me that I'm working hard towards my dream. And I always hear people say, when you ask them how they're doing, they say they're living the dream. And so I put that on my board at school, and I don't think I'm gonna take that down, because every day that we get breath, we should be thanking God that we're allowed that opportunity to live our dream, or opportunity to live and fulfill the things that God wants us to do. And so that's where I'm kind of at with that. Fulfillment is what the year is called for, but really it's the vision. So it's really looking at, you know, the whole purpose of why we are here and what we're supposed to do and what we're destined to do and whose lives we're going to change. It's not about us all the time. And so that's what this podcast is about. It's just making a reflective comment about us coming into 2020. And I want to hear how everybody's 2020 is going. But really, you know, I'm just happy to just be here in day and in the year, and just everything that I want to do, traveling wise, everything I want to do, teaching wise. It's just amazing. I'm supposed to start my classes this week, and I have so much going on and trying to get stuff to work and trying to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do and submitting stuff on time and, you know, just all those things. But really, then I stopped to think, you know, if something isn't working, it's okay. I need to figure out how to do it, but, you know, why stress myself if I'm not in control of a situation or in control of anything that is going to allow me to move forward? Why don't I just put it in God's hands? And so that's what this, you know, just me reflecting on, telling you guys that if it's something that's out of your reach or out of your control, don't worry about it. Don't keep pounding the nail. Just leave it alone. It'll work itself out. If, you know, it's meant to be, it'll be. If you're supposed to fix it, you'll fix it. If not, let God take control. And that's kind of what my meditation is this week is, you know, I can't fix it. I can't do it. It's fine. It'll be all right. There's, you know, of course there are deadlines, but, you know, it'll work out. Whatever's supposed to be, it'll be. I said that I wanted to go to Augusta for homecoming, and I needed to book a flight. So I just dropped something on Facebook just to be like, hey, where do y'all get y'all cheap flights from? You know, everybody's traveling, you know, and stuff like that. And I'm looking up something for the next few months. And I was just wanting to just look and see what the prices are, you know, while I got a chance to have, you know, some downtime to kind of research that. And then it came up, you know, I said I want to go somewhere. Why don't I just make the arrangements to do it? But then I thought, man, it's like at the middle of the week. Do I have time to do all of that? Like, you know, we always stop ourselves from doing the things that we want to do because we're thinking, hey, we can't do it because we don't have time. We can't do it because we don't have the resources. We can't do something that we really want to do. So, like, I mean, I just try not to make excuses and just put it out there. Hey, this is what I want to do. You know, this is where I want to go. This is why, you know, to my husband, see, what can we do to make it happen? Like, I just want to be a part of my school. I haven't been to homecoming, you know, and it was something that had came up. And it's like, you know, I really want to do that. But, you know, we always say we want to do things and then we fall behind on making the necessary steps to do it or get there. And we need to do better with that. And so my attitude is, you know, I'm not going to say I want to do something and not fulfill on trying to do it. I'm going to just go for it. And so that's what I encourage everybody to do. Just go for it. Whatever you want to do, wherever you want to go, however you want your day to go, or your week to go, month, whatever, or your year to go, you are in control of it. Don't let other people tell you, hey, you can't do this, you can't do that, you don't have time for this, you don't have time for that. It's not enough hours in a day. Because as we're thinking, as we're talking about the things we want to do, we could be doing it. And I actively have found a flight. I don't know if I'm going to book it, but I'm going to pray, ask God to make a way. Because, of course, finances is always a thing. But, you know, if it's meant for it to be, it'll be. But I just wanted to come and say hey to you guys and Happy New Year. I pray that everybody's having a great year, that everything is prospering for you. I've already claimed and decreed my year. It's already done in Jesus' name. And so I'm just going to move forth on that. You guys have a blessed weekend. Hope to see y'all next week. As I have time, maybe on the weekends to drop another podcast, there's probably going to be some other nice updates about my teaching journey. I have a dog. Her name's Roxy. Hey, Roxy. So I have to give her a shout out too. She wants to play with this ball thing that I got, y'all. But, you know, that's life. But she's so loving. She's my family. And I feel so happy to have her a part of my life. So I probably have some adventures about my dog too on here. Hope you guys be interested in that. But I will see you guys, talk to you guys soon. All right, y'all have a blessed week. Bye-bye.